I can hear but not out there, so I had to change them. They're not bifocals. So we're going to be in Romans again, and let me pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to come together to worship you, to hear from your word, to be blessed by your Holy Spirit. Just pray for this part of your word that we're looking at today to be to make a difference in our lives and to lead us closer and closer to you. We just give you thanks that we have your word and most of all your Son to provide life for us. In Jesus' name, amen. So the title today is really a question: how can we become righteous? Okay. I realize some of you may know that, some of you may need reminders, some of you may not know. So since it's a question, let me give you a clue, okay? First, let me give you the English definition of righteous. It's to be morally justifiable or right.
是在道德上是公义的, 是正确的。
But right with who? Right with who?
但是是, 与谁是有这样一个公义正确的关系呢?
You can be self-righteous, and so you're right with yourself. Okay.
我们可以是一个自义的人, 也就是说, 我们跟我们自己是一个对的关系。
Or let's go a little higher, let's say, with the government, or let's say the IRS, the tax group. Okay?
或者是, 我们跟美国的国税局有没有一个对的关系呢?
I always do my own taxes, and this year, I made a little math mistake in that.
我一直是做我自己的反税, 今年呢, 我, 计算的时候出了一点小错误。
So it was unintentional, but I had to correct it to be right with the IRS.
我虽然不是故意的, 但是呢, 我也必须要纠正这个错误, 以至于让我跟国税局的关系呢, 是, 对的。
But let's go higher. Let's talk about being right with God.
让我们更进一步来看这一个问题, 我们如何与神的关系是对的呢?
Okay, so let's look at that first slide, Bay. Okay, so here's your clue, all right? Now, I can't read that, but a good friend of mine gave me this PowerPoint that I spread it around a little bit in China, although I don't fully understand everything. But let's look at the ancient Chinese definition of that righteous. And from what I understand, it involves young, a lamb or a sheep, and somehow another me under it. Okay? So that's your clue.
这就是我给大家的提示, 在中国古代的文字里面, 义字, 它上面是一个羊, 羔羊的羊, 下面是一个我字。
So why is this important? Someone may say, I don't care about being righteous.
为什么, 义是一件重要的事情呢? 可能有人说, 我根本就不在意, 不在乎, 成为一个义人。
By the way, if you're interested in more of this, I'll refer you to the author who's sitting right there. He can explain it better than I. But the Bible says the only way to have eternal life is to be righteous and to be living with a righteous God for eternity. Okay, that's why it's important.
义为什么是重要的呢? 因为在圣经上面, 圣经的作者提到, 为了能够得到这个永远的生命, 我们必须是义的, 而且与神的关系是正确的, 是对的。
So we've already read through the passage, Romans 3, 9 through 31. So let's just look at these points that I'd like for us to take from that. Number one, all people come into the world under sin, and so they're unrighteous.
我们已经读过了罗马书的经节，所以现在我们先来看一些点。 我们如何可以成为一个义人呢? 第一点，我希望大家注意的就是，每一个来到这个世界上的人呢， 我们都是活在罪里面的，所以我们都是不义的。
And secondly, there are no good things that we can do to make ourselves or theirselves the people righteous.
并且呢，我们没有办法做任何通过做好事，让我们这个人在神的面前是成为一个义人。
Righteousness only comes to people from God through faith in Jesus Christ.
我们如何能够成为义人呢？是借着相信主耶稣基督。
And if people do become righteous,They cannot take any credit or boast about it.
当一个人真的成为义人以后，他们是不能自夸的，也不能因此是以自己为荣耀的。
And lastly, if we're to become righteous, we don't forget the commandments of God. We don't forget the commandments of God.
当一个人真的成为义人以后，我们里面是愿意行神的命令的。
So let's see how this unfolds.First of all people, now I want to use that all people because that's all of us, okay? We're not talking about this group, us, them. We're talking about all people come into the world under sin, and so they're not righteous, they're unrighteous.
我要强调的是今天我在这里是针对所有的人，每一个在这个世界上的人都是不义的。
Now, previously, I've been going through chapter 1 and chapter 2 of Romans, and Paul makes it very clear there that both the Jews and the Greeks, or the Gentiles, if you will, are under sin.
我们之前一起来读过罗马书的第一章跟第二章，保罗他曾经非常清楚地告诉我们，不管是犹太人还是希腊人或者是外邦人，都是活在罪的权势之下。
Okay, so he says, what then? Are we better than they? Not at all. We have previously charged both Jews and Greeks. They are all under sin.
就像圣经上所说的，保罗说我们比他们更好吗？答案是不是的。不论是犹太人还是希腊人，我们都是在罪下面。
So just so you're not confused, they say Greeks, but often other versions will say Gentiles. And so we're not just talking about the people of Israel and the people of Greece. We're talking about the people, the Jewish, and then everybody else. Okay, so all people.
常常圣经在圣经上面他会用希腊人这个定义是指着所有在犹太人以外的人类。所以我们在这里讨论的是每一个人不光是犹太人，而且是除犹太人以外的这个世界上的每一个人。
So the truth about We human beings, though created in God's image, were corrupted by the power of sin.
事实的真相就是我们每一个照着神的形象所造的人，我们都是活在罪的败坏之下。
Now that's, I understand that's not a popular message.
我知道这是一个不太令人不太受人欢迎的一个题目。
But think about this, you go to a doctor and he finds out, he looks at scans and so forth and finds out you have cancer.
但是让我们来想一想，如果我们是一个病入膏肓的人，我们到医生那里，他告诉我们，我们是一个得癌症的人。
Not a good thing, but he knows there's a cure for the cancer, but he doesn't want to tell you because he's afraid that the cancer might upset you, so he just doesn't tell you you have cancer.
Can you say that again?
Well, this doctor knows you have cancer, but he doesn't tell you, even though he knows there's a cure.
当我们去见这样的一个医生，他知道我们已经得了癌症，并且他知道这个解救的方法，可是他却不愿意告诉我们我们得了癌症。
So of course you want him to tell you. You want the cure.
那你会怎么样呢？你当然是希望这个医生能够告诉你，因为你想要你的癌症得医治，不是吗？
Now Paul's quoting some Old Testament scriptures here, but he's not saying that no one has ever done anything good, but he's saying that.No human does good enough to deserve salvation.
保罗在这里引用了很多旧约的经节，是想要告诉我们，没有人可以凭着做好事，能够活在神的面前。
And some people might think he's talking the Old Testament, so he's only talking about the Jewish people, but clearly the context here is all of mankind.
很多人以为保罗在这里只是对着犹太人说的，但是从上下文来看，他其实是对着每一个人来说的。
Now, under sin, means the power of sin, not just the act of sin, but it means not being free from sin, being under the power of sin.
罗马书三章第九节说，犹太人和希腊人都在罪恶之下。这个罪恶之下不仅仅是指着罪的行为，而且它更是指着我们是在罪恶的权势之下。
Let's look at one of the passages that he's quoting from in Psalm 14, 1 through 3.
让我们一起来看一下诗篇十四篇第一节，一到三节哈。犹太人心里说，没有神，他们都是邪恶，行了可憎的事，没有一个人行善。耶和华从天上垂看世人，要看有明白的没有，有寻求神的没有。他们都偏离正路，一同变为污秽，并没有行善的，连一个也没有。
Okay. So here it's talking about a particular people, but it's talking about, as Paul uses it, mankind. The loss of knowledge of God is followed by a spiritual blindness, and then no understanding of God.
保罗在这里引用旧约是告诉我们，因着对神的不认识，我们属灵上就好像瞎了眼一样，不再认识神。
Now the world views this problem as a matter of ignorance. Okay, they would say that knowledge is the solution. Okay.
这个世界上的人会告诉我们说，知识就是解决一切问题的答案。
But that's an inflated view of humans' potentials, and it's a tiny view of God's godliness.
但是它的前提却是抬高人自己的看法，却把神的影响力变为极小。
So when God is not recognized or reverenced for who He is, we assume that there's no discipline for sin or no judgment in the next life.
当我们不敬重神、敬畏神的时候，我们就会觉得神他不会来管教我们，或者是说就算有不好的事情临到，管教临到，那也是下辈子的事情。
This kind of reasoning leads to a failure to fear and honor God. And so mankind just looks at it as, no, never mind, I'll depend on myself.
因为这样子的不认识神，因为这样的事情发生，所以人到最后是变成了只是依靠我自己，我自己来解决问题。
So let's go back to Romans 3 and in verse 19 there. It says, we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and the world may become guilty before God.
让我们再回到罗马书三章十九节，我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下的人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神的审判之下。
Jews are the special covenant people and they have the law. And if they're guilty, then so are the Gentiles as well.
以色列人呢，他们是神的选民。如果连他们都是伏在神的审判之下，更不要说以色列人之外的外邦人了。
This was gone over before in chapter 2, verses 14 and 15.
这个是从罗马书二章十四节到十五节说，没有律法的外邦人若顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法，这是显出律法的功用刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思想互相较量，或以为是或以为非。
So the Jews may have, or the Gentiles may say, well, we didn't have the law, so we have an excuse, but Paul says no excuse.God has put the conscience in us.
今天我们可能说我不是以色列人，所以我没有律法，但是保罗是在这里告诉每一个人说，虽然我们今天不再是我们不是以色列人，但是神却把我们的良知放在我们的心里，告诉我们什么是对的事，什么是不对的事。
So how do people try to deal with this conscience, this guilt that they have?
今天在这个世上的人是如何来面对他们的良知，面对他们里面那样有一颗内疚的心呢？
It's suggested that there are three ways, probably, that people deal with it. One of them is the intellectual way.
今天这个世界上可能有三种方法来帮助人脱离我们良知的定罪。
It's teaching that these are unreachable expectations that we have on ourselves. We should just lighten up, not worry about it.
第一种呢是从智慧的方面告诉我们说，我们里面之所以觉得内疚，是因为我们给自己定的那个期待值太高了，因为我们没有达到，所以我们里面觉得内疚。
Mark Twain, a famous American writer, and Huckleberry Finn, Finn was saying, you know, learning the right is just troublesome. It's much easier to do the wrong. Yeah. So that's the way we take it sometimes.
一位美国很有名的作家，他曾经说过，你知道吗？要学习去做一件对的事情实在是太难了，所以我们就不如做错的事情吧。
The second way are physical ways.
第二个方式让人的心里面的良知觉得好过一点呢，是通过人可以身体上来经历的一些方式。
And for those of you that like psychology, many people say that the guilty conscience is the reason for alcoholism and other addictions. That we're just trying to relieve that guilty conscience.
所以很多心理学家说，你知道吗？人为什么会酗酒？或者是会吸毒，或者是有各种各样上瘾的症状，就是因为我们里面心理上有这样的一个原因。
So the way to avoid that is say I'm not guilty.
所以他们吸毒或者是酗酒，就是想要逃离这样的内疚。
But deep down inside, we know that we are guilty.
Okay, 但是我们其实心里面知道，我们心里面我们是不对的。
The third way is a little more tricky. It's the religious way.
第三种呢，其实是非常迷惑人的，就是通过宗教的方式来让自己的良知觉得好过一点。
Thinking that we can become righteous through our religious duties, our good deeds.
是让我们这个人觉得我可以成为一个义人，是借着我的好行为。或者是我遵行宗教的义务。
See, the universal problem with guilt is not a problem of how to feel better, it's how to be right with God.
今天这个这样我们心里面这样罪的内疚的感觉如何可以得到解决呢？只有当我们跟神的关系正确了以后才可以真正得到解决。
She really does a good job, doesn't she? I think. you know, even religious duties can be stained by evil when they're not done for God's glory. They're done, they don't come from faith, they come from ourselves.
甚至是当我们在做属灵的事情的时候，当我们做这些事情不是为着神的荣耀，不是真的有神的同在的时候，很多时候我们只是为了自己而做，或者是只是为着能够行出一个好行为，都是叫这件好像服侍神的事情变成了受到玷污。
Did I say all that?
Yeah.
Okay. it's not a good mark of goodness to do nice things to people while having no love or reverence for God.
当我们其实并不爱神，也不爱人，并且不敬重神的时候，就算我们做好的行为。但是其实也对我们没有真正的益处。
So that brings us to point two. There is no good things people can do to become righteous.
所以我们回到第二个点，人没有办法通过做好事，一个好的行为，可以让他们自己成为一个义的人。
And Paul makes that clear in verse 20.
保罗也在罗马书三章二十节非常清楚地说到，所以凡有血气的人，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
He talks about the law. No flesh will be justified in his sight by the law.
所以他这里谈到，在神的面前，没有一个人凡有血气的，没有一个人能够因行律法在神面前称义。
Yeah, for our Gentiles, let's just think of God's commandments. That's the law.
对于我们这些还不是犹太人的人来说，神的律法就是指着神的诫命。
See, the law requires perfect obedience to God's will, which is either written on our hearts or the law of Moses.
律法要求我们是完全绝对的顺从神的旨意，它既写在以色列人的律法上面，摩西的律法上面，其实它也写在我们每一个人的心里面。
This law binds all men and demands the highest kind of moral obedience, even with our secret motives. Nobody else knows, but we know what's inside.
就算是我们心里面最小、最小、
God knows.
最隐藏的意念、邪恶的意念，神在我们里面的良知都告诉我们，神对我们是有一个要求的，他盼望我们达到一个更高、最高的道德的标准。
It requires us to love God with all of our heart and to love our neighbors as ourselves.
神在我们的里面的律法要求我们是尽心尽意爱我们的神，并且爱邻舍如同爱我自己。
So people just say, "Well, I don't understand all of that." Well, what do you not understand about loving others?
很多人说我不明白这个话是什么意思。但是让我们来看一看，你对于爱别人的理解是什么。
So just like verse 23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We're judging by His standard.
3章23节罗马书说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。为什么是说亏缺了神的荣耀呢？因为我们是从神的标准来看世人的现状。
And let's turn back together to another Old Testament, Isaiah 64:6.
让我们一起来看以赛亚书64:6。以赛亚书64:6，那里说到，我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服，我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。
So Isaiah here is not only talking about the people of Israel, he's including himself. He said, we are like an unclean thing, and our righteousness are like filthy rags.
所以以赛亚在这里说到，我们每一个人都像是不洁净的人，我们的义就像污秽的衣服一样。
Now that's just a comparison to what we call our righteousness and what by God's standard.
通过这样的一段话，他给我们看出我们是如何看自己，与神看如何看我们自己是有很大的区别的。
So holding on to our righteousness could be compared to somebody in an airplane, jumping out of an airplane, and instead of holding on to a parachute, they're holding on to a bag of cement. Okay, they're holding on to their righteousness.It's only going to go down, 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 down faster.
如果我们是坚持我们自己的意，我自己是一个不错的人，就好像我好像手上抱了一袋很重的水泥的石头，从飞机上跳下去，我只会掉得越来越快，越来越快。
The law was not designed to save us, but to show us our sin, so that we would trust in Jesus and Him alone.
不管是神给以色列人的律法，还是今天神放在我们心里面的良知，都不是用来拯救我们的，是为了要告诉我们，我是一个有罪的人。
So back in verse 21, it talks about the righteousness of God apart from the law is witnessed by the law and the prophets.
所以在罗马书3章21节说，但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，所以神的义，神已经用很多的律法先知来向我们证实。
So the Jewish people had no excuse either. This was always in the Word, always in the Old Testament, their prophets.
所以以色列人，还有今天不是以色列人的人，都没有任何理由，任何借口说我不是一个罪人。
So that brings us to number three. Righteousness only comes to people from God, through faith in Jesus Christ.
所以我们现在来看第三点，义只能借着相信主耶稣基督，从神那里让我们可以得到。
This right standard of God is available to all who believe, whether Jew or Gentile, through faith.
它就像一个权利一样， 我们每一个人只要我们愿意相信主耶稣基督神的义就可以临到我们。
So what is used to talk about here is justification, being justified. Okay. Verse 24.
罗马书三章二十四节，如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
So this means apart from God's grace, and we say grace is our undeserved favor.
所以在这里提到是在神的，是因着蒙神的恩典，神的恩典就是从神那里，白白的临到给我们的。
We're all hopelessly corrupt, and that includes Paul. He's talking about himself too.
就像保罗，对他自己的认识一样，今天我们每一个人都是非常没有盼望的，败坏的。
Now this word justified is an interesting word.
这个称义是一个非常有意思的词。
A condemned criminal that's guilty is only pardoned. He's simply pardoned. But he's not justified.
一个有罪的人他被赦免只可能只是说他被赦免了但却不能因此说他是无罪的。
One that's justified doesn't suffer from that guilt anymore.
这样一个被称义的人不再是一个被定罪的人。
And there we're back to our guilt complex. So maybe we don't have to go out and get loaded every night to deal with that.
What is that?
Okay, let me put that in different terms. I'm saying that takes care of our guilt problem there. We don't have that idea that we have to cover our guilt with something.
Okay.
We're justified.
Okay. 今天因着主耶稣基督的救赎，我们不用再看自己的失败，因为主的救赎已经让我们白白的称义了。
I'll have to avoid those American idioms. Well, verse 25 says, Jesus' blood. Now, I'm going to throw this word at you. God set forth as a propitiation.
Mm-hmm.
Most Americans don't even understand that word.
Mm-hmm.
By his blood.
Mm-hmm. 罗马书三章二十五节说，神设立耶稣基督做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血。
So the way to think of this is Jesus' blood satisfies God's wrath, covers our guilt, and demonstrates God's righteousness.
所以这一节告诉我们说，主耶稣的血是能够满足神公义的要求，而且它遮盖了我们的罪。而且是他显明了神的义。
Now this is an important point. Listen up.
大家要注意了，这段话，这一句话是非常重要的。
God's demonstrated righteousness refers to His holiness and justice.
神显出他的义，他是什么意思呢？就是说，他说出神是按照他公义圣洁的原则来做事情。
He's both the just and the justifier.
他不只是公义的，而且是他也是称人为义的那一位。
So it's not our place, no matter how badly we would like to say we're just loving without any concern with what's right in God's eyes. I just want to tell people, God loves you, I love you. Don't worry about what you're doing. You know, we can't do that.
所以我们今天不能说啊，我爱你，你爱我，所以我们爱做什么就做什么，不管我们做了这件事情在神的面前是否是对的，是否是正确的。
But it is His right to do that. And it's He that turns favor at the cross. God's justice and love come together at the cross. Behind here. Not that one, but that's what that represents. God's justice and His love coming together. Fully just, fully loving.
Amen. 在主耶稣的十字架上，神对我们的爱以及神公义的要求都得到了满足，并且显现出来，因着我们的主为我们死在十字架上。
You know, it's deeply satisfying to know that someone that knows your worst conditions still loves you.
如果今天有一个人，他知道我里面所有所有污秽的情形，所有所有不堪的情形，但他仍然爱我，这怎能不叫我的心得到深深的满足呢？
One thing I love, Pat, she still loves me. She knows me and she still loves me. I'm amazed at that sometimes.
我的妻子 Pat, 她知道我是一个什么样的人，她也知道我有的软弱，但是她仍然爱我。
But you know, she has on her license plate, God loves you more.
在她的车牌上面，她写了神更爱你。
God says, all you have to do is become like a child. Let's look at Matthew 18:3.
主说我们所有需要做的就是回转向婴孩。让我们一起来看马太福音18:3。马太福音18:3。主耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
In fact, he says, unless you are converted and become like a child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
在这里主耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你们，你们若不回转像小孩子一样，没有办法可以进到神的国。
So he wants you to become like a child and then trust him and he'll take care of you.
所以他希望我们每一个人都能够回转像孩子一样，来学习信靠他，让他来顾念我们。
And some say, oh no, I'm not going to be like a child. I don't depend on anybody. I'll do myself.
很多人说，不，我不愿意成为一个小孩子，我要来依靠我自己。
And maybe what God says is, you know, this is my universe. This is my earth, my sunshine, my water, my air, my plan, true to my character and nature. I think we're going to do it my way. That's what God says.
但是你知道神会怎么说吗？神说，今天这个宇宙是我创造的，这个天地，你所呼吸的空气，你所需要的水分、阳光，都是从我来的。所以今天不是，我们决定你要怎么做，而是神说，我要决定要怎么做。
But what he says is, you're a sinner, and I want to save you because I love you.
但是其实神真正想要告诉我们的是，你是一个罪人，我想要来拯救你，并且我爱你。
So what's your problem? It's pride. Pride does not like to submit to authority or depend on mercy. Our human pride.
但是我们的问题是什么呢？我们里面有一个骄傲的心。
So that brings us to number four. If people do become righteous, they can never take credit for it or boast.
所以我们来到第四节，就是当一个人真的被称义以后，他们永远不会因此而自傲，或者是觉得这是我靠我自己的能力所达到的。
Boasting is the outward form of pride, which is the root cause of evils and miseries in the world.
今天这个世界上所有的灾难与痛苦，都是因为人心中的骄傲所带来的邪恶，所带来的罪恶。
And pride is so sneaky that even religious people can be proud of how much they know about God and, you know, all of that, and yet they know.That pride is our downfall.
骄傲是一个非常危险的东西，甚至今天很多属灵的人，甚至是有神的人，也常常会不知不觉就被他所控制。
So some people might boast to each other, but not before God.
所以就算是属灵的人，可能他们就是在彼此的面前彼此夸耀，但是却不是真的为着神，并且在神的面前做这些事。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians 4:7.
让我们一起来看哥林多前书4:7。哥林多前书4:7。保罗说：“使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？”
So let me paraphrase that a little bit too. So what are you bragging about? You're a little smarter? You're a little bigger? What?
所以保罗在这里我跟大家解释一下，他是说因为谁使你与谁不同的呢？是因为你更聪明吗？
What do you have that you didn't receive from God? Yeah, I mean that's the question. That's what Paul is saying here in Corinthians. You think there's something about you that differs from another, but what do you have that you did not receive from God?
保罗在这里说，你觉得你与别人是不同的，你领受了一些东西， 但是你是从哪里领受的？难道不是从神那里领受的吗？
So there's one God who justifies Jews and Gentiles, but only through faith and only excluding boasting.
所以今天是不管是犹太人还是非犹太人，今天只有信借着相信主耶稣基督才能够被称义，是没有办法来自己夸耀的。
And back to Romans 3, Paul says, where is boasting then? It's excluded. It's out. Okay?
所以再回到罗马书三章二十七节那里说，既是这样，哪里有能夸口的呢？因为已经没有可夸口的了。
This cuts off the ideal of superiority one to another and the admiration that we have for ourselves over God's glory.
所以在这里就真的是叫我们知道我们并不比别人好，在神的面前我们自己并不比别人好。
So maybe you're saying, so there's no boasting we can do?
那有人可能就说，那我们是不是就没有可夸的呢？
Of course there is. Let's look at Galatians 6:14.
事实上在圣经上神也告诉我们有一件事情是我们可以夸耀的，让我们一起来看Galatians加拉太书六章十四节。加拉太书六章十四节，保罗说：“但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。”
Boast in the cross, boast in the gospel, boast in Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以夸的就是夸主耶稣的十字架。
Or 1 Corinthians 1:31. Let's look at that.
Okay. 我们一起来看哥林多前书一章三十一节。哥林多前书一章三十一节，保罗说：“如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。”
So very simple. If you're going to boast, boast in the Lord.
Amen. 所以非常简单，我们若是要夸口，就是在主里面指着主夸口。
So that brings us to our final one, number five. If people become righteous, they don't forget the commandments of God.
所以我们今天来到我要讲的最后一点，当人真的得称义以后，他们是不会忘记神的诫命。
So why do I say that? Let's look at back to Romans 3:31.
让我们再回到罗马书三章三十一节，保罗说：“这样，我们因信废了律法吗？断乎不是，更是坚固了律法。”
Paul was always being accused of this.
保罗常常因为这句话而被人挑战。
He was being accused by the Pharisees of making the law worthless.
法利赛人常常会攻击他说：“你难道是要废除我们的律法吗？”
And his response there was certainly not, on the contrary.
但是在这一段的圣经里面，保罗说断乎不是，绝对不是要废除律法。
He says, we establish the law.
保罗说我们其实更是坚固了律法。
So I want to make it clear. I don't say, well, Pastor Mike in his message said that we don't pay any attention to the law, commandments. That's not what we're saying.
所以我今天在这里不是教导大家说我们不用守律法了。
Christ achieved righteousness on our behalf to all who believe, and he fulfilled the law.
我们的主耶稣他为我们的缘故他成就了律法，对于那些凡相信他的人他成为他们的义。
Now if we get right with God by faith alone and then live in that freedom of love, acceptance, being justified, not guilty,
当我们借着相信神与神和好并且活在那样的自由里面。
Let's look at one more verse, 2 Thessalonians 1:11.
让我们再来看一段经节，是帖撒罗尼迦后书一章十一节。帖撒罗尼迦后书一章十一节，因此我们常为你们祷告， 愿我们的神看你们配得过所蒙的召，又用大能成就你们一切所羡慕的良善和一切因信心所做的功夫。
So if you're here today and you feel you have a calling, then that's what Paul is talking about to the Thessalonians.
如果今天我们这里如果在你的心中你有觉得有一个呼召，这就是保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书这里讲到的呼召。
So that he would fill you with good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith that you would have.
就是神他能用大能成就你们一切所羡慕的良善和一切因信心所做的功。
So when you become right with God, you'll be changed from the inside out and begin to love God's commandments. It'll be easy.
当我们信主以后，当我们跟神的关系和好恢复以后，我们这个人神的生命会在我们的里面来改变我们，甚至让我们愿意，让我们喜爱神的律法。
But remember, we can never take credit and never think that somehow or another that makes us more acceptable to God. I think I'm more acceptable to God than the next person. No.
Amen. 但是请大家记住，因着我们有这样的自由，其实不是让我们因此而自夸，并且觉得我们似乎更会被神接纳。我们被神接纳是因为我们信主耶稣。
So what we need to take home today is, if you haven't already done this, or if you have, just to be reminded, that let's respond with Romans 4:5 instead of Romans 4:4.
Mm-hmm.
So that's close to where we were. Turn over one chapter from Romans 3.
Mm-hmm. 今天我们以罗马书四章五节来结束我的信息，请大家翻到罗马书四章五节。唯有不做工的，只信，称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。
So Paul says, rather than the wages that are counted as grace, they're counted as debt. But to him who does not work, believes in him, the ungodly, his faith is accounted for as righteousness.
所以保罗在这里说，我们若是靠着自己的好行为，就不算是恩典，因为我们的好行为是有一个工价的。但是，我们不是靠着自己的好行为，却是因着相信称罪人为义的神，我们的信就算为我们的义。
Trust the one who justifies the ungodly, believe in Jesus Christ, and renounce your own righteousness.
Amen. 所以让我们来相信这一位，拯救我们的神，并且让我们自己，我们放弃我们的自义。
Then the very righteousness of God will be yours as a gift and replace your unrighteousness.
所以神的义就会临到，成为我们的恩典。
Bae, would you go back to the previous slide?
Amen.
So back to our question again, how to become righteous. Being under the Lamb of God, that's how you become righteous, before God, and have eternal life.
Amen. 所以回到我们最开始今天信息的题目，如何可以得称义呢？就是活在神的下面，活在羔羊的下面。
Let me close in prayer.
Okay. 让我们最后以一个祷告来结束。
All right, I pray that every day when we get up, we just give you great thanks for what you've done in our lives.
主啊，我们祷告每一天，每一个清晨，当我们醒来的时候，让我们感谢你为我们所做的一切。
And we know that's what you want to do for all that would come to you.
我们相信你所做的是为了让每一个人能够来到你的面前。
I pray that we just don't think it's so simple that we forget that it was so expensive to cost you. Your son and his blood.
主啊，求你叫我们不要忘记，也不要轻看你的儿子为我们所出的代价，所流出的宝血。
So each day when we get up and we look at the blessings that we have, I pray that we will count those blessings that come from you and realize as we sing in the song that it's all about the blood of Jesus.
每一个清晨，当我们醒来的时候， 让我们看见我们身上我们生活里的每一个祝福都是从你来的主啊也叫我们能够 纪念你对我们的怜悯
Nothing but the blood of Jesus can make me righteous before you
Amen 这个世上没有一件事情除了你的宝血可以让我跟你有一个和好的关系
Thank you God for teaching us that with your word and your Holy Spirit
主啊谢谢你以你的话和你的圣灵来教导我们 Amen